There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Having said all this, you know, you only make a significant deal today if you believe you have a chance. I happen to believe the Steelers do have a chance. Again, that's not a prediction. In the prediction game, I think the Ravens are still going to win this division, but even that wouldn't mean the Steelers don't have a chance. I think they do. I think the fifth seed is probably going to play in Houston in the first round. And I think the Steelers could win that game. Yes, they could win a playoff game. More to the point, though, I mean, if they're healthy, they have a real quarterback suddenly. Plus the best defensive player in all of football. Why wouldn't they have a chance? That doesn't make sense to me. There's a difference between making predictions and saying the Steelers have a legitimate chance in the AFC. If they're healthy, they would. I don't think that's some crazy kind of hot take. If they're healthy, they'd have a chance to beat people in the AFC. It's as simple as that. Back to the lines limits as we head for a 4 p.m. trade deadline. Would you rather have a defensive player up front or maybe some other position? Jerry Dulac suggesting that the Steelers may be looking at other positions besides wide receiver, maybe instead of wide receiver. They like the production they're getting from Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin, or at least like their trajectory. All that's on the table at 412-928-9370. DK Metcalf might be too. Teams reportedly calling about him. Should the Steelers be one of them, and what would it take? Limits?
Here is Dave in the South Hills.
Hey, Joe.
What's up?
Hey, actually, a little off topic of wide receiver. I'm not really concerned about that. I'm looking positive towards the second half playing the stronger teams because, you know, the Steelers in the past playing the teams that they can just kick the crap out with the JV team, they lose to all the time. So, hey, I think as long as we stay healthy, I think the second half is looking good.
Thank you, sir. They don't lose to bad teams all the time. There's a Tomlin bad loss, you know, usually, but they usually beat bad teams.
And they got the bad loss out of the way with the Colts. At least that's what we think.
I don't think that was a horrible loss. I think the Colts are a very respectable team.
Okay, is Dallas the bad loss then? Because they have Dak Prescott probably going on IR and he's going to miss at least 4 weeks.
No, we know what kind of loss these are. Their loss is at the Raiders. They're losing at home to the 2-10 Cardinals and the 2-10 Patriots. Losses like that you'll get.
I'd put the Colts in that category. I don't think the Colts are that good. They're better with Joe Flacco, but Anthony
put
Richardson.
Put them in the category of a 2-10 team?
Not completely, but in terms of a disappointing Tomlin loss, I would. Now, there are different levels of disappointing Tomlin losses, obviously. I mean, I was at that game against New England when they lost. Just a despicable loss. Maybe that's a little bit too strong of a word, but just a horrendous loss. And Arizona, too. But, I mean, I still think that the Colts are not going to make the playoffs. They're just a fringe team.
Yeah.
Should win that game, though. I know you went down 17-0.
Yeah, they're a middle-of-the-road team. I mean, they lost by 2 to Houston, beat Chicago, beat the Steelers, lost by 3 to Jacksonville, beat Tennessee, beat Miami, lost by 3 to Houston, and lost by 1 score to Minnesota. It's just, I think they're a pretty competitive team. But yes, they're sitting here at 4-5, and now they have the Bills coming to town.
They beat terrible Tennessee, and they beat Miami without a quarterback. So, I mean, a lot of their losses are against teams that really are not either full strength or not good.
Yeah, I don't put the Colts in a category like that. They were 9-8 last year. They're probably going to be about 8-9, 9-8 this year. That's not where I put when people talk about these horrible Tomlin losses. They're teams way worse than Indy, but we can agree to disagree. Limits on that. What would be your first question for Tomlin today?
Ooh, that's a good question. First, I'd want to know the availability of Herbig and Zach Frazier, and I think he's going to address that just right away in terms of injuries. I would also want to know, because somebody is probably going to ask, Mike, any calls going out today? Any interest? Because remember when that was always asked about Ayuk, is it a little too early on the West Coast? Remember that response?
Yes.
Any fun calls going out today, Mike?
At least to get a good quote. I agree with that.
Yeah.
You'll get a good quote from Tomlin on that. And maybe a little bit of a laugh. I'm sure he'll be laughing a little bit on that. 50-minute mark on the Fan. We're coming up on, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. And yes, hopefully we hear confirmation that Zach Frazier, Nick Herbig are beyond the leave a light on for them.
Ideally. Right? Yeah, I mean, by all accounts, at least by what I go off my buddy Nick Farabaugh, what he put out there from Penn Live, and he said 2 weeks ago that his sources were indicating that both guys will be back after the bye week.
You said you had some choice clips from Steelers assistant coaches. Why don't we listen to a couple of those, City Limits, as we get ready for Mike Tomlin and then Brian Batko to visit after the Tomlin news conference for the whole rest of the show, Batko will be here.
Yeah, so Roman Wilson is obviously such a huge question mark this entire year. So Azani, the wide receivers coach, was asked about Roman Wilson, and once again, it's hard for Roman Wilson to get up to speed. It's a common message we've heard from Tomlin.
It's very challenging. It's challenging for anybody, especially a rookie that's never played in the NFL. You know, that's why in practice we got to push them. And, because it's not going to get easier on Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening. So it's very challenging, and that's part of my job, is to throw them in situations out there that are uncomfortable for them. You know, I throw him at a position he's never played out there on purpose, just to show him that, hey, this could happen in the game where you got to back up all three positions and, you know, whatever the case may be. So, we're continuing to monitoring that, and what he can handle, what he can't when he comes back is going to be part of our job as well.
Yeah, this has been one of the stranger stories of the year. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and Zach Azani saying I have to throw him out there in different ways and different positions and different roles. Is he talking about like practice reps? I mean, obviously he's not getting any game reps. It's just weird to me. Well, you draft this guy pretty highly, think a lot of him. He had, 14 touchdowns at Michigan last year, and he can't even see the field. I know he's hurt now, but still.
Yeah, Tomlin just appears to have been trying to send messages to this guy from as far back as I can remember, and he might be right. But, man, that would be disappointing if he were a guy that needed messages to be sent to practice maybe the way they want him to practice and things like that. I don't know what's going on. I just think it's been very cryptic and very odd what's happening. Maybe it's just a case of a guy being hurt, but it sure sounds from some of the comments from his coaches that it's a little bit more than that. Am I crazy?
No. I mean, when he came back from the injury, at least at first, the first hamstring injury, it seemed like Wilson was, he was practicing for 2 weeks. He was a healthy scratch. Whether that's learning the playbook, I don't know. Maybe being meshed into the playbook a little bit better at practice was a problem. But there's something that we're missing here, Joe. There's something that we don't know regarding Roman Wilson that's in-house that nobody is saying that is caused. I don't know if it's tension between Wilson and Tomlin, Azani and Wilson, whatever it might be. Something is not right here that we're not sure about.
What do you got?
Tom Arth was asked about Russell Wilson pushing the ball downfield and how that can help the
Tell
offense.
Tell us who he is, please.
Tom
He's their quarterback guy.
That's correct. Quarterback coach.
Yeah, I think Russ has played very well. And you know, you talk about pushing the ball down the field. I think that's been a strength of Russ's throughout his career, and certainly has been that the first couple of weeks. I think we've felt that, and the opportunities that our guys have gotten down the field to make plays. Russ is giving them those opportunities, and they've made the plays. So it's been a big plus for us.
Well, that was exciting. I'm glad that Tom Arth has weighed in on Russell Wilson.
He's not the most excitable guy, but what that does kind of sound like to me is Justin Fields wasn't able to push the ball down the field, at least consistently and accurately, and he likes just that added weapon, added dimension of Russell Wilson throwing up the moon balls, 50-50 balls with enough loft on it to give your guy a chance.
Yeah, that's been clear. Is the obvious difference there in getting the ball downfield. I remember Collinsworth was all over that in Russell Wilson's first game after the slow start. Just the touch he can put on the ball. Everything we've talked about, from recognizing things at the line of scrimmage, knowing where you're going to go sometimes before the ball is snapped or right after, the ability to read a defense, and then the ability to deliver the ball with a little bit of loft, a little bit of touch. He's just a better passer, and he's a veteran quarterback. Somebody else asked me in the mailbag today what if it took Justin Fields? What if somebody else has become quite enamored with Justin Fields based on those six games and wanted to trade for him? Would you be open to that if you were the Steelers?
Not really. At this point, I'd want to keep it the same because, like, let's say Russell Wilson, who still is, 35, 36 years old, gets hurt.
Yeah.
I would want the assurance of having Justin Fields, who's already played six games, rather than Kyle Allen.
Yeah, I would like to have that insurance too, but man.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if Seattle was enamored with him? Wouldn't that be interesting?
If I was offered a second-round pick for Justin Fields, I'd do it. But the Steelers are not going to be offered that.
No, they're not going to be. But is he off-limits? City limits? No, not for me, because I don't think he's their quarterback of the future. People talk of him, and I think he did a pretty good job in there, and he has some very good attributes. They speak of him like he's a 17-year-old straight out of high school. This dude has now played more than three seasons in the NFL.
Yeah, and they have to nurture him at the quarterback position.
Is he suddenly going to become a good passer? What are we talking about here? I don't think so, but maybe he'll surprise me.
Finally, we have Pat Meyer, the offensive line coach, giving a little bit of praise, but also some critiques of Broderick Jones.
Broderick's been awesome. I mean, his attitude, he's nothing but listening. He just got to learn. He's got to focus. I think he's just got to focus. Each and every play, he plays a lot of good plays. You watch him and it's like, wow, he does some really good things. And I think it's just more him just, again, young, hasn't played a whole NFL season. He's 23 years old. He's going to grow. But the thing that Broderick is a confident kid. He plays hard. He loves the game. You just got to continue to learn. We just got to get him to learn it faster.
Well, he is legitimately still very, very, what is he, 21, Broderick Jones?
About, I think, 22, 23, but he is on the younger side.
Yeah. and didn't have a lot of college experience on top of that.
No.
So that's going to be very, very interesting in the offseason. Do you think there's any chance they move Fatanu to guard, keep Jones at right tackle, and re-sign Dan Moore?
No. No, I don't.
On his way to the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
I mean, they seemingly love Dan Moore. That's why they keep him there, but somebody's going to pay Dan Moore a lot of money, and I don't think the Steelers want to do it when they drafted two bookend tackles in back-to-back years.
Let's see how the Dan Moore season plays out here. Why don't we see how the season plays out? So far, he's been good this year. He's also given up some pressures. I mean, he's not an elite left tackle, but I would say he's above average right now.
Yeah. He's been better than expectations.
Yeah, and that's after multiple years of being not very good. So is somebody going to break the bank for him? Maybe. Maybe they will. Is there any chance the Steelers could re-sign him? They seem to love him. I can't imagine there's a team out there that loves Dan Moore more than the Steelers. That's unimaginable. So would they throw some money at him and move Fatanu to guard with James Daniels leaving?
Every year my dad predicts Dan Moore to make the Pro Bowl. Every single season. And I keep telling him it's not going to happen. Maybe this is the year.
Could be. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High is 79 degrees today with sunny skies. We have the Mike Tomlin News Conference coming up next as the Steelers prepare for the Commanders. And who would have thought that these two teams would be a combined 13-4 going into this game? This is now a high-profile game this weekend. Limits.
I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see Jaden Daniels against the Steelers defense. And I was thinking about going to this game. Ticket prices are about $300. So I don't think it's happening.
I think you should go to this game.
You have $300 lying around?
Yes, I do. I'm going to treat you to this game. No, I'm not. That's too expensive.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
You don't want to know what we paid for to go to the Rams game last year.
How much?
Over $300, I'll say that.
Not including the flight and the hotel,
Not including the flight and the hotel.
But you saw a good game.
Great game. They won. It was all worth it.
You saw T.J. Watt make a game-turning play.
Yeah.
Did Steelers fans take over that stadium?
Oh, yeah. Probably 70%.
That's part of the fun, isn't it?
Oh, it was exciting. I wanted to see SoFi so badly. And we went to the USC-Utah the day before that. Incredible trip.
Somebody asked me today, in fact, it was the last question in the mailbag. James Cuccinelli, I think his name is, or Cuccinelli, perhaps. Can we start a new road game tradition, hashtag sing Renegade on the road, for Steeler fans at road games, that we sing Renegade in the fourth quarter? Just an idea. Did that happen where you were? Is that a good idea? Your thoughts on this, Limits, as a traveling Steeler fan?
It did not happen. I don't think that's something that you can have happen. Like, Renegade is not an easy song to just sing, you know, like
a cappella, you mean?
I guess, yeah. But there are a lot of other, like Sweet Caroline is a lot easier to sing just in a group of fans that could just start it up in a section compared to Renegade.
Yeah, you might have some logistical problems, you're right. Or some audio problems, I should say.
They're not going to play it at opposing venues.
Well, certainly not. No, it would have to be organic. It would have to be just the fans singing together.
I think the soccer stadium in San Diego once played it trying to troll the Steeler fans, and it backfired completely on them.
I was there at that game.
Weren't they?
Still the most I don't remember. Still the most incredible venue I've ever watched. I can't believe that I watched an NFL primetime game in the year 2020, was it?
I think it was like 2018.
19?
Duck Hodges was on the team.
That's right. That was his first start.
Yeah.
In a high school soccer stadium is really what it was. It was unbelievable. And my seats were like, I don't know, 20 rows up, it felt like. 50 rows up.
Didn't it hold like 15,000?
It was incredible, man. It was great. I loved it. I'll always remember that game. Devin Bush was unbelievable in that game. You remember? Duck Hodges was good. Michael Vick was up in the press box. I talked to him for a little while. It was absolutely incredulent. And they had great, I remember the tacos they served that night were fabulous. That was a memorable night. Never happen again. You'll never see an end. Well, I shouldn't say never. We have a Major League Baseball team that's going to play at a minor league park in Sacramento, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
That should be fun.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.